You're listening to SBS News.
At a US congressional hearing, many family members held large photos of the loved ones they had lost in two separate crashes of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The hearing is taking place exactly 1 year after a 737 MAX crashed off the coast of Indonesia and more than 7 months after a second crash in Ethiopia. 346 people died in the two crashes. The families heard Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg deliver an apology at the start of the hearing.
On behalf of myself and the Boeing Company, we are sorry, deeply and truly sorry. As a husband and father myself, I'm heartbroken by your losses. I think about you and your loved ones every day, and I know our entire Boeing team does as well. I know that probably doesn't offer much comfort and healing at this point, but I want you to know that we carry those memories with us every day.
Kenyan-Canadian Paul Njoroge lost his wife and his children in the Ethiopian crash. He says his life will never be the same.
Every day that I leave missing them. And every aspect of my life is a reminder that I'm not with them. I am driving along the road and I see a McDonald's. And I remember my children would always they will always remind me that there is a McDonald's and you need to buy us something. And I have to pull over and cry over the loss of my children and my wife. So it's hard. It's hard.
He says Mr. Muilenburg's apology is no comfort, and he was dissatisfied with the answers the CEO was giving to the questions asked by senators.
No, I was not satisfied. Like I said, he kept on beating around the bush. He doesn't answer questions unequivocally. He needs to answer questions as asked.
The senators grilled Mr. Muilenburg, probing whether the company concealed information about the MCAS critical flight control system, which was blamed for the crashes. Senator Richard Blumenthal says the accident should never have happened.
These loved ones lost lives because of an accident that was not only preventable, as the chairman said at the very start, but was the result of a pattern of deliberate concealment.
Senator Blumenthal says by lying to earlier investigations, Boeing tried to shift the blame onto the pilots of the doomed planes.
Those pilots never had a chance. These loved ones never had a chance. They were in flying coffins as a result of Boeing deciding that it was going to conceal MCAS from the pilots. In the over 1,600-page original flight manual of Boeing 737 MAX, the aircraft's new MCAS computer system was mentioned only once in 1,600 pages in the glossary of abbreviated terms. So when Boeing came to us and they said it's the pilots, inexperienced pilots, you were lying to us as well.
Mr. Muilenburg told Senator Blumenthal that in their original submission, he had not realized that not all the information had been included.
Senator, as I became familiar with the details of the document over the last few weeks, as I expressed our disappointment and concern with how this came to the FAA, I think you heard the same from Administrator Dixon. I called him and apologized for how this had come through the process. Again, I was involved in the document production process, but it counted on our team to make sure all the right authorities were notified.
Another senator, John Tester from Montana, says the Congressional Committee is aiming to stop Boeing cutting any corners.
I would walk before I was to get on a 737 MAX. I would walk. There's no way. And the question becomes, when issues like this happen, it costs your company huge. And so you shouldn't be cutting corners, and I see corners being cut, and this committee is going to have to do something to stop that from happening.
The hearing is the highest profile congressional scrutiny of commercial aviation safety in years. It's heaping pressure on Boeing's rearranged senior management team, which is fighting to repair trust with airline customers and with passengers shaken by the 8-month safety ban on the 737 MAX aircraft. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Thank you.